From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Entrepreneurism is full of war stories, and one of my favorite subgenres is the how I got people to work with me story. Almost every entrepreneur has some version of it. When your company is brand new, it's really hard to convince other people to work with you, and yet you need them. You can't survive without them. They're your future suppliers or contractors or partners or sponsors, which means that you need to find some crazy way to prove to them that you're worth working with, that you're legit, that you're worth taking a bet on. Today, I want to tell you one such story because I think it really nicely captures the length some companies have to go to in order to finally convince people to work with them. And also, importantly, it shows how creative any new entrepreneur has to be if they want to be taken seriously. So, let me introduce you to Andy Sitt.
Hi, I'm Andy Sitt. I'm the founder of Imagine Group. I currently reside in Malaysia.
Andy is from Malaysia, as you probably could tell by the accent, and his company, Imagine Group, is a powerhouse in Asia. He has over 450 staff members in 40 offices around the world. Although Imagine Group now encompasses quite a number of companies, and we'll get to that later, one of them is Asia's largest crowdsourced stock library, with more than 72 million images, 300,000 contributors, and 5.5 million members. But back in 2000, when he was just starting out, he had nothing more than a big idea and a windowless office 30 minutes from downtown Kuala Lumpur. The opportunity he'd spotted was in stock photography. You know, most online publishers and advertising companies use stock photos rather than pay to create their own images. It's just a lot more efficient and cost-effective. I mean, you know, we even do it here at entrepreneur.com. We subscribe to stock and wire photography services and then use them for most of the things we publish online. With Andy in Malaysia, though, he noticed a gaping hole in the stock photo world.
Within Asia, you start to realize that everyone was using Caucasian phases. They couldn't find Asian phases. Could it be lifestyle? Could it be business? It could be anything, but there is no Asian phases.
All these Asian websites, designers, and ad firms were using stock photography of white people. And why? It turns out because the chief producers of stock photography are in America, the UK, and France. So, Andy figures, he'll start a company and begin commissioning local photographers to create stock photos with Asian people in it. They make the photos, he'll sell them, and they'll split the profits. Simple, right?
In that essence, I don't have to come up with too much capital.
Right. But if I'm a photographer, and I guess this is the problem that you ran into, if I'm a photographer, I hear from you, Andy, and you're like, hey, I'm starting up a stock photography agency. Why don't you spend all this money producing some photography for us, and then we'll try to sell it? And then I would say, oh, great. How much do you sell? And you would say, well, we don't sell anything yet, but we're going to. And they'd be like, well, then that's a lot of money for me to invest in producing content that I have no idea is going to go anywhere. And
exactly.
So, no, I'm not going to do that. That was the problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's like 99.9% of all photographers will reject us. So ultimately, we just end up with one or two photographers. So that was a major challenge.
So now we've established the problem. Andy sees a glaring market opportunity, but the only way to seize it is to get photographers to work with him, and nobody is taking him seriously. So want to know what he does? It's kind of stunning, actually.
Basically, what we do, we have changed our plan from focusing on Asian content to selling stock content, which are available in the international market, because there are tons of content from the States, tons of content from France, from UK. So we decided to go talk to them and say, hey, why don't we become an agent?
In other words, he does the exact opposite of what his original company was designed to do. He wanted to create Asian photos for use in Asia because Asian websites and ads were full of white people. But because he couldn't get that off the ground, he went to the photo companies in the US, in the UK, and France, the ones that were creating all those photos of white people, and he said, hey, I'm a new company in Asia, and I'd love to help sell your photos of white people in Asia. Why do this? Simple. Andy wants to build a sales channel. Once he has something to sell, even if it's stock photos of white people, he has a product that he can use to start building relationships with the kinds of people who buy stock photos. Now he's able to work with publishers and advertisers and bring in revenue, and that gives him something to show those local photographers and say, see, we're legit. But this wasn't as easy as it sounds. Because, you know, those companies in the US, UK, and France were not actually very eager to work with Andy either. Their problem was different, though. They did want more business in Asia, which Andy was promising, but copyright protection isn't as strong in Asia, and so content producers rightfully worry that they'll lose control of their product and won't get paid if they do business with an unknown entity there. Andy's solution, then, was to give them a minimum sales guarantee. Like, he promised at least a certain amount of business for them so that they'd feel comfortable working with him.
So you were guaranteeing sales. Did you have the money to pay off on that if those sales didn't come?
No.
What were you going to do?
Well, it was a risk that we were taking. I mean, obviously, we were looking at this and say, hey, I mean, put it this way, the guarantee was like 12 months. So we know that we have a run rate of kind of like 12 months to make things happen.
Promise payment after 12 months, and you've bought yourself 12 months to make something happen. It was gutsy, but Andy figured he could create a snowball effect. Once he signs some agencies up, other agencies will see that he's become a legit operation, and then they'll sign on without the sales guarantees. So once he's got some momentum, he just hits the streets and the phones, calling graphic designers and design agencies and anyone he can think of who needs to work with photos. This is 2003, and he has some luck. Google debuts AdWords, which makes it easy for him to market his services elsewhere.
So basically, almost instantly, we started selling to the States and we started selling to Europe.
What happened next? We'll get into it right after this word from our sponsor. Let me tell you the story of Best Self. Alan and Catherine were running a business together and each had a separate business too. So they were busy and they wanted to make the most of their time. So they started developing a tool that would help them do that. The result was a journal, a really beautiful, simple product with space to help them plan their day, organize their thoughts, and work towards goals. Their friends loved it. So Alan and Catherine launched a Kickstarter that turned out to raise more than $300,000. And then they shifted their efforts to building an entire company devoted to helping entrepreneurs perform at their highest level. That includes that journal, as well as a dry erase 13-week wall calendar, a letterpress manifesto, and more. Good problem solving, I'd say. Find their products at bestself.co. That's bestself.co. And now onto our second sponsor. I was about to start recording this spot here for our new sponsor, ProsperWorks, but I wanted to know what someone who's used many CRMs thinks, because that's what ProsperWorks makes, a CRM. So I walked over to one of our sales guys, Jim, and I said, Jim, tell me what comes to mind when you hear the words CRM. And Jim sighs, and he says, they are so tedious. And to this, ProsperWorks says, we totally agree. ProsperWorks is a CRM company that knows CRMs are notoriously complicated and inefficient, but its software is the opposite. By integrating with tools you're already using and eliminating repetitive tasks with automation, ProsperWorks makes a beautiful, easy-to-use system that drives productivity to help you and your team sell more faster. Try ProsperWorks today for free using our link prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Again, prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Okay, let's get back to the story. Which, again, remember where he started. First, he wanted to create Asian photography for an Asian marketplace. Then he switched to selling American and European photography to an Asian marketplace. And now he's selling American and European photography to an American and European marketplace. And this may make you wonder, well, come on, this is hardly a story of a guy who had an idea and figured out how to make it work, because it's just the story of a guy who wanted to create a different business and instead transformed it into a copycat business, right? But oh, just wait. Because after 2 or 3 years, guess who starts reaching out to Andy? It's photographers in Asia who are saying, hey, I've got all these photos to sell, and can you help me?
Were any of those people who came knocking on your door people who had turned you away when you approached them a couple of years before?
Definitely. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, most of them rejected me earlier. So when it came back, I do understand that situation, because at the end of the day, they want to make sure that their access goes to the right platform of people.
That must have been really satisfying.
In a way, yes.
In a way, yes. If I were in Andy's shoes, I'd be saying, hell yes, it was satisfying. It might have been, it might have been the most satisfying part of the whole thing. But Andy is more composed than I am. So now Andy finally has what he wants. He has local photographers creating photography that features Asian people, and he's selling it in Asia. He finds a lot of business in China, Thailand, Malaysia, Korea, and elsewhere because he was absolutely right all along. There was a market for this stuff in Asia. But then the best thing of all happens. You want to take a guess? I'll give you a second to consider it, okay? All right. Those stock photography agencies in the US, UK, and France, the ones that were making all the white people photos that he was trying to create an alternative to, they start to distribute his photos. The ones of, you know, Asian people.
That's wild. You really pulled like a little like a jiu-jitsu thing.
Well, I mean, a little bit of luck and timing, and that time they start to realize that, hey, we need kind of like a little bit of Asian content as well. So we kind of went in and said, hey, we have all of this stuff, and it kind of like helps build the relationship a lot better.
And now, because Andy was able to be flexible and find a long, strange, but very roundabout path towards his ultimate goal, he finally had convinced everyone in this ecosystem to work with him. He'd solved the puzzle. And once he did, he was able to see more and more opportunities to work with different kinds of people and to serve different audiences. For example, he kept hearing not just from professional photographers, but from amateurs as well. They had decent cameras and were making pretty good stuff, so he figured, why shouldn't he try to sell their photos too?
So what we did is we kind of like created a platform and opened up and said, hey, it's a brand new platform. The whole idea is trying to reach out to a different set of audience and to make things more affordable.
And like that, he has a new brand called 123RF, where people could buy lower-cost photography created by amateurs or semi-professionals. And by now, he's starting to think about his company completely differently. He's built all of these relationships with advertising agencies and design firms and anyone who needs stock photography, so Andy starts to think, well, why not sell them more than just photos? Why not become, well...
We want to be the world's largest creative ecosystem.
The world's largest creative ecosystem. He has since created all sorts of other products. He launches the Hungry JPEG, which is a discount bundle of fonts where you can get something like 50 fonts for $20. He launches designs.net, a free portal for people who want to get templates. People come for the templates and then he tries to upsell them on other products. He launches Stock Unlimited, which is like the Netflix of stock photos. And in April of this year, he acquired Pixlr, a free image editing tool, which he bought from Autodesk. And he'll just keep going.
I mean, the whole idea is we want to make sure that anyone from kids to grannies can do a basic design. In fact, we are in the process of we'll be launching something called Pixlr Kids. So we're trying to target the kids from 5 years old to 13 years old. They can just go in and do some basic artwork. There are tons of templates, lots of kids-friendly stuff. We want them to have the ability to do very beautiful designs without the help of any adults.
This, of course, is the greatest thing about the How I Got People to Work With Me stories. They're almost like stories about trying to break a dam. You come at the problem a lot of different ways. You struggle, you persevere, you try some weird stuff. And at the end, when you break through, you don't just get a little bit of water. You get the whole dam. Because when you have a company that people want to work with, the opportunities are endless. And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week, so to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.